We're discussing the environment for substitute teachers in Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. Our state has struggled in the past with the shortage of teachers as more and more retire or leave the profession for other careers. The head of the National Education Association, which represents millions of educators nationwide, they told the New York Times recently that school districts are really relying on substitutes because there are many, many teachers who have left the field. What do you want to know what it's like for substitutes in Wisconsin? With your experiences at 800-642-1234. Peggy Wirtz-Olson is president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. That's a statewide teachers union. She's been a high school teacher for more than 20 years. Peggy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
It's great to be here. And let me start with a huge thank you today to all of the teachers out there. All educators, including teachers, substitutes, and education support professionals, they're doing amazing work in very difficult circumstances.
Well, thank you for that. Give us a sense of what districts are going through now. What is the pool like of substitute teachers in Wisconsin?
Well, this substitute teacher shortage we know is affecting every Wisconsin school. It has a negative impact on students and also school staff who experience these increased workloads as a result.
And, you know, can you give us a sense, which is it all over the state where districts are struggling?
Yes, the problem is statewide and quite frankly, nationwide.
Why is there a teacher shortage, a substitute teacher shortage in particular? What can you point to?
Well, absences caused by the pandemic, plus an alarming number of teachers leaving the profession due to unrealistic workloads, low pay, and lack of input on school decisions, really are factors. Teachers like me have been advocating for better conditions for substitutes for years. Because having a high quality substitute when you have to be out of the classroom for any reason is critical to student success.
You know, I want to walk in the shoes of a substitute teacher here for a moment. I imagine a sub with their phone right next to their pillow and getting a call in the wee hours of the morning to learn what school or what classroom they'll be at for that day. How does it work to be an on-call substitute?
That's a great way for us to open. When teachers have to be out, you know, we're really depending on our substitutes to follow the lesson plans that we left them. And that call or that message in the morning for a substitute to come in and cover an educator's classroom, you know, is certainly that start of their day. We know the challenges that schools are facing, and those substitutes are just so critical to the success of our students.
So I would imagine that unpredictability could make it really difficult to accomplish other things in life when you don't know if you're going to be at work for a school day tomorrow or not, or even that would make it difficult to try to hold down another job that has consistent hours. What is that like?
Absolutely. Well, as many districts are reporting, they can cover absences about 60% of the time. That leaves current staff in school buildings to fill in for every 4 out of 10 absences. And on average, a substitute teacher makes about $120 a day.
So they're making about $120 a day here in Wisconsin. Has that wage changed at all?
It has. And as I said, teachers like me have been advocating for better conditions for subs for a long time. Really, we know that having that quality substitute is what we depend on when educators have to be out of the classroom. If you can't depend on a high quality substitute to follow your lesson plans, then your students are behind a day.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Peggy Wirtz-Olson, who's president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, as we discuss substitute teachers in pandemic times and what the profession is going through. Do you work at a school with a substitute teacher shortage? How is the shortage affecting your school, the students, the classrooms? What should schools do to improve retention and hire more teachers? Are you a substitute teacher? How is your job being affected by the pandemic? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. You know, I've also heard that substitute teaching is a foot in the door to becoming a teacher, a way for non-teachers to be able to one day have a classroom of their own, to be a teacher. Is that still a pipeline? Is that still viable?
Yes, but what we're finding with the teacher shortage is that many educators step right in to classroom experiences and don't take that time in substitute teaching beforehand. So absolutely, it can be that foot in the door, but with the shortage, many educators are just stepping right into full-time classroom positions that are open.
Oh, so there are so many positions that are open in districts around Wisconsin that basically it's becoming more, it's becoming easier perhaps to become a teacher and find a job right out of school?
That's correct.
What is it like for substitutes to be able to get the certification in order to enter the classroom in the first place?
Well, to work as a substitute teacher in Wisconsin, you earn a permit from the Department of Public Instruction. A 3-year short-term substitute permit requires candidates to have an associate's degree from an accredited institution and to have completed an approved substitute teacher training program. Our union's WEA Academy offers a high-quality course approved for substitute teachers, which focuses not only on academics, but also on real-life unique skills required to be a successful substitute teacher.
What are those real-life skills that really make an effective substitute?
Well, classroom management is one of them, as is working with students with special needs, and how to know what to do when you step into that classroom. Our course teaches the best strategies for classroom management, what to do if you need help, and how to implement lesson plans and engage students of all ages.
So how much does it cost to go through this certification?
I don't have that information in front of me.
Because, you know, and I'm thinking about, you know, as you look at the steps in order to become a substitute, it's not just like you can one day just sign up and say, hey, I want to be a substitute, or I've retired from this, from the profession. I want to come back. There are some stages to be even becoming a substitute.
That's correct.
Should the state, do you think, lower the required credentials to expand the field of substitutes?
Well, there's a lot of ideas out there, including, you know, that piece. We're always advocating for high quality substitutes and high quality teachers to be in front of every student every single day.
We're talking with Peggy Wirtz Olson, who leads the Wisconsin Education Association Councils. We look at what substitute teachers are facing in these times. Are you a substitute teacher? What is a typical day like for you? How is your job being affected by the pandemic? Allow us to walk in your footsteps here. Join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with Peggy Wirtz Olson here on the Ideas Network. We're examining what it is like to be a substitute teacher in these times. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And straight across the country, districts are facing a shortage of substitutes. Is your school in the situation with substitutes or education staff in general? What is your district doing to address the problem? How has it affected learning? Join in at 800-642-1234. Peggy Wirtz Olson heads up the education group, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, and is with us for about 11 more minutes. Peggy, we've heard about some districts, I think in Florida, where they had to cancel classes. They didn't have enough substitutes to cover for the teachers who weren't there. You know, we've heard elsewhere, New York, other states, where this is also a growing problem. Has it come at all here in Wisconsin to having to cancel some classes?
Teachers have increasingly been asked to cover classes during their prep time to deal with the shortage. Alternatively, schools are combining classes, increasing the number of students one teacher is responsible for at the same time.
I also had a personal experience where a teacher was gone, and it was the principal who stepped in to cover that class, and that was in the Zoom era, if you will. What have you seen that at all, where administrators are stepping in to fill in for a teacher who is gone?
Absolutely. Really, right now, it's all hands on deck to support our students.
I want to talk a little bit about collective bargaining. Act 10, a decade ago, eliminated long-held bargaining rights for teachers for a whole wide range of state employees. And today there are fewer union members. Unions like yours carry a whole lot less power in what you can bargain for. So as you look at this 21 months COVID era that we're in, what have unions meant for teachers and frontline public sector workers?
Well, WEAC is working on solutions, including preparing substitute teachers, but really also advocating to restore an educator's right to negotiate. So teachers are at the table in developing solutions and strategies.
And so when they're at the table developing solutions and strategies, give us a sense of what is being talked about. What are the places you can bargain?
Well, we know in some districts, in dealing with safe and healthy schools throughout the pandemic, some districts included teachers and education support professionals in the conversations about those solutions and found success and predictability in their plans. Not all districts did that, which led to a good deal of uncertainty.
So really having teachers as part of the conversation as to how we address these really complex, difficult issues that schools are facing in the pandemic, what you're saying is that's really important to have teachers at the table.
Absolutely. You know, understanding the needs of the students is why educators are the right people to be in those conversations. And collective bargaining agreements aren't just about pay and benefits. Mm-hmm. They include working conditions, including the start of the day, the end of the day, preparation time, meeting requirements for students, personal days, and more.
Let's take a call now. Stacy is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Stacy. What would you like to add?
Good morning. Just wanted to say that the cost to be a substitute with the training and permit, it's $150 plus $125, so $275. I started teaching. I'm a substitute teacher now, and I started teaching October 18th.
How is it going, Stacy?
I'm actually on my way to work right now.
You're on your way.
Yes, I'll be there in 5 minutes, so I can't talk long. But it's going great. There are a few challenges that I'm facing right now during the pandemic. It's a challenge to have the students keep their mask on. You have to constantly remind them. So that is one challenge. I'm high risk, so it's something that constantly telling them to keep their mask up is an all-day thing.
May I ask you, Stacy, how often you've been called in to be a sub since October 18th?
I'm very fortunate. I have been at the same school since then.
And basically every day then?
Every day.
Every day at the same school. Well, yeah. Stacy, I want to be able to let you get along with your day. But Peggy, what words do you have for Stacy? What would you like to say to her?
Well, first, I thank you for joining the ranks of educators and stepping into substitute teaching. And we're here with you to support you.
Let's go to Nancy now in Madison. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
You are a long-term substitute. Yes, hi. What is your experience?
Well, I taught at La Follette High School, and then I retired later after 35 years. And I wanted to enjoy my retirement, but I know so many people in the district, and they just pleaded with me to come take a long-term sub job because there's such a shortage. So I did.
How have you been with that decision?
Well, because of my coworkers, we really work well as a team, and it's been very pleasant. Of course, there are a lot of behavior issues going on in the high schools right now that I'm not used to dealing with, but we're all dealing with it, and I actually can't wait to get back to retirement, but I'm happy to help. And the pay is actually really good.
Can you elaborate on the pay? Why do you say it's really good? Yeah.
Well, right now I get $200 a day, and I also cover classes for other teachers. Even though I'm a long-term sub during my prep, I cover for other teachers because there's continuous shortages in the classrooms, and sometimes we can't even cover all the classes. There's just such a dire need.
What does long-term mean in the title long-term substitute?
Yeah. So if you teach more than 10 days in a row, you get a higher pay. So that's why I'm getting a higher pay. But I have a teacher who needed to be out all semester, so I'm there until the end of the semester. I started October 1st, and I'll be there through January.
Through January, then what might happen? What decision might you make in the new year?
I could sub every day if I wanted to. So I'll probably go back to subbing day to day. And what you do when you sub is you go online. You don't actually get called anymore. You go online to, it's called Frontline. And there are millions of sub jobs available. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've never experienced a year like this before.
Wow, so very much a web-based automated system where you can log in and have a bit more control of what you would like to do. Yes, that gives a lot of insight.
It's pretty well run, yeah.
Well, Nancy, your retirement is waiting for you. I think I'm not the first person who said that, I would imagine. Your family members are probably saying that too.
It's been a great experience, so I highly recommend it.
You mentioned a little bit that the complexities right now in the high school setting, and I'm wondering what you're encountering with mental health and the stability of students.
Well, there's a lot of students not in classrooms, going around in the hallways and stuff, and it's really difficult. Administration's doing a really good job trying to control all of that, but they say it's because of the pandemic that they're used to being at home, not doing much. And I don't know what it is, but having the support of parents is crucial, and that doesn't always happen. Mm. So we really try to work one-to-one if we can with the kids, especially those that aren't in classes and failing. So that's a big part of what I do too, is just helping those kids that really need the extra help.
Well, Nancy, it was really good to talk with you, and thank you for allowing
Thanks
us to walk in your shoes. We appreciate it. We really appreciate it. Take care. Betty now in Wausau has worked as a sub. Betty, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What is your experience?
Well, I wanted to speak to subs pre-pandemic. I saw a number of good quality subs leave because, unfortunately, subs don't share in the same respect as a licensed teacher. We are considered just a sub, and therefore aren't able to flex our skills. Oftentimes you walk into a classroom and a video has been left, or the kids have a reading day. Subs have been made to feel more like a babysitter than a teacher, which many subs truly are.
That's a really important point, and I want Peggy to respond to that. Peggy, go ahead.
Well, the respect issue is a critical component, you know, that I think all educators are facing, especially today. And I can't underscore enough the huge thank you to each of your callers today who are serving as substitutes and stepping into the classroom. It takes all of us working collectively in schools to do the best we can for students. So it's a big thank you. And many times it does feel like a thankless job, but we know that substitutes and all educators make a difference in students' lives every day.
Peggy, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. It has been my pleasure to join you and your listeners today. I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, I appreciate it. Peggy Wirtz-Olson, president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. News update is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.